This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Avon. We continue Daf HaShavua. We're learning Pesachas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara, we're in the middle of the sugya discussing the identity of raglayim, and the Gemara wanted to prove that the thighs, the upper thighs, are considered raglayim from the fact that it says by Sisera when he violated Yael, actually Yael seduced him, that use a lashon of ben ragleha, and the Gemara says lashon ma'alya. Agav says Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said, Sheva be'ilois ba'al oisei rasha ba'oisei ayayim. Seven acts of bia. That wicked man lived with her on that day. Shenemra bein ragla, between her legs, kara, he bent over, nafal, he fell. Shachav, he lay, bein ragla, kara, he bent, nafal, ba'asher kara, sham nafal shadad. Where he bent over, he fell completely shadud, empty of any life. So the Torah uses a lashon of bending over or bia seven times. That indicates he lived with her seven times. Basically, she was trying to tire him out so that she could go for the kill. Says Gemara, Aiva hakamisanya me'avera. But she derived benefit from the sin. What's the kasha? Tosus explains, the question is not why she didn't give up her life not to do this, because she wasn't required to. A woman's role in Arayos is passive. She's karka oilam. And furthermore, she was the one who persuaded him. She was the one who seduced him to weaken Klal Yisrael. So she was allowed to do it. The question is, according to Tosfos, why do we praise her? She was getting a lot of pleasure from this Avera, so, you know, calm down on the praise. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Kol Toivasan Shal Rishayim, Ra Hi Yesh Etzel Tzadikim. All goodness of the Rasha is bad for the Tzadik. Shenemar, Hishamer Lecha, God tells Laban, be careful, Pentadaber Am Yaakov Mitoiva Adra. Not to speak to Yaakov, not good or not bad. So why is Hashem telling Lavan not to speak to Yaakov? Good. Bishlomo ra lechaya. I understand why Hashem doesn't want Lavan to speak bad to Yaakov. Ela toiva mailoi, but why not good? Ela shma mina. From here we see toivasan shal rishayim rahi etzel tzadikim. The goodness of the wicked is evil for the tzadik. What's good for a wicked, God says to Lavan, don't even speak good to Yaakov, because what's good for the wicked is bad for the tzaddik. So Gemara says, yeah, maybe that makes sense over there. B'shalom ha'asam, dilma midkarle, shma davas kachavim. By Lavan, Hashem didn't want Lavan saying anything good to Yaakov, because maybe in the course of some good comment, he'll mention the name of his idol. So it ultimately will be bad. Elahacha mayra ika. What's the evil here? The good which is good for the Rasha, what exactly is evil for the Tzaddik? So the Gemara says, the Koshadabe Zohama. He's putting in her spiritual poison. Zohama is filth. Spiritual filth. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Bisha Shaba Nachash Al Chava. The time that the snake lived with Chava, Hitil Ba Zohama. He poisoned her. He put in her spiritual poison. That's the kind of ba nachash al chava v'hito ba zuama. The nachash poisoned chava with a spiritual poison. So the question is, are we all polluted because of the snake? It says Gemara, Yisrael sha'amdu al har Sinai, the Jewish people that stood on Mount Sinai, paska zuamasan, their zuama stopped. So we stood on har Sinai, we purged ourselves from the zuama. Idolaters, they didn't stand on Sinai like Pascha Zuamasan. They did not cause the Zuama to stop. That's an important idea. If I'm not mistaken, the Rishonim say on the Haggadah, Ilu kervanu lefnei har Sinai, v'loi nasan lanu es ha-Torah. Had you brought us close to Sinai and you didn't give us the Torah, dayeno. So everybody asks, what would have been sufficient about standing at har Sinai without getting the Torah? So they quote this Gemara in Yevamos. we would have at least gotten the benefit that we would rid ourselves of this zuama that the Nachash put into us. And not only did God rid us of that zuama, but he did more, he even gave us the Torah. Okay. The Gemara continues. Chaltz of the minol she'enor shalai. If you use a shoe that doesn't belong to you, b'diyave the chalitza is good. Tan Rabbanon. Na'alai. It says, v'chaltzu na'alai. Ein li ela na'alai. I only know his shoe. Na'al shel kol adaminayin. How do you know you could use anyone's shoe? Talmud loymer. Therefore the Torah says, another pasuk, na'al. A regular shoe. Na'al mikomakim. Any shoe at all. Imkein ma'at talmud loymer na'alai. If you could use any shoe at all, then why say his shoe in the first pasuk? So the Gemara says that teaches you na aloi haroi loy, a shoe that's fitting for him. Prat le gadol shein yachal halich by, that excludes a big shoe that he can't walk in. Or prat le katan shein yachal haroi ragloi, or a small shoe that doesn't encompass the majority of his foot. U prat le sandah hamesulayim, and to exclude a broken sandal shein layakev that does not have a sole, that is not a fitting shoe for him. So from here we learn that even if the Yavam uses a shoe that does not belong to him, it is a good b'diavad, it is a good chalitza. Abai have a koi kamed Rabbi Yosef. Abai was once standing before Rabbi Yosef. Asa Yavam alachoy, so Yavam came to do chalitza, amalei. So Rabbi Yosef said, havli sandalach. He says, nu, give the Yavam your sandal. Basically, Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, the Yavam doesn't have a shoe, give him your shoe. Yavlo sandal de smala. So Abaye gave him his left shoe. So Amar Le, Rabbi Yosef said, Abaye, Amar, Dam Rabban, Diyavah, Chachil, Mi Amar. The rabbis only said you could use a left shoe, but Diyavah, they never said, Lechachila, you're allowed to use the left shoe. Amar Le, Abaye said, Yachi sandal she'enu shaloi nami. Rebbe, I set you up over here. You say, oh, you can't use a left shoe lecharchila. You can't use someone else's shoe lecharchila. So, Amrali, hachi kaminulach, havle va'aknile. I never told you that you should give him the shoe that it should be yours. Give him the shoe that it should be his. So that's the that was the back and forth between Abaye and Rabbi Yosef. Sandal shaletz, a sandal made out of wood. So, mantana, which tana holds that a sandal of wood is good? Amar Shmuel Rameiri. Shmuel said it's Rameir. Rameir is the one who says that a sandal of wood is good, because Rameir says, hakitea yoitziv bekav shaloi. Someone who has his foot amputated, he could go with his mold. So it means Rameir does not darshin va'anal chotachash, that it has to be leather. Rabbi Yossi says you're not allowed to. So therefore, if our Mishnah is saying that you could use a sandal shaletz, it must be going like Rameir. Avu Shmuel, the father of Shmuel said, b'mechupa are really, it could be everyone, and it's talking about where it's coated with leather, and it could even fit in according to those who argue with Rameir and say va'anacha tochash is dafka, that you dafka use a leather shoe. Now, two dots. Amar Rav Papi, Mishmei de Rava. Rav Papi said in the name of Rava, sandal hamuzgar, a sandal that is locked up, as opposed to mukhlat, as opposed to definitive. So for example, if there's tsaras on any beged, so the koyein basically is mesagered for shavu echad, and if it spreads, then we make it a beged mukhlat, and you have to burn the whole thing. Same thing with a house. So Rapapi said, name of Rav, a sandal amuzgar, a sandal which is merely locked up like tachlit, so you cannot do chalitza v'mchaltz. If you did chalitza sekshera, it's a good chalitza. Now, why can't you do it lechatchila? Because you might confuse it with a sandal mukhlat, where it's definitive. Now, if it's mukhlat, the issue is you have to burn it. And there's a concept, something hakol oimed lisarf kisarf dami. Anything which is destined to be burned, it's like it's burned. Now, if it's destined to be burned and it's like it's burned, it does not have the requisite shear to be a beged to contract tumah. So, sandal hamukhlat, a sandal that's already definitively decided to be to have tzaras le'tachlitz, what you can't use for chalitza. If you did chalitza, the chalitza is pasul. Rav Papa, Mishmei de Rav Amar, Rav Papa, in the name of Rava, says, Achar sandal hamuskar, Echad sandal hamuskar, the Echad sandal hamuklat, leitachlitz by. Whether it's a sandal which is, a shoe which is definitive, or if it's locked up, you cannot use chalitza. Mchotzachlitzos ksheira. In other words, Rav Papa does not make this gezeira, and he doesn't care that the fact that it's already determined vaday a beged that has taras, that it's considered, let's say, what we call kesuse shira, lacking in the shear. Just because it's destined to be burned, but right now it's here, it's extant, so therefore it is, it could be good b'diavad. So this gemara basically is going to be questioning the sheet of Rapapi. Rapapi holds that something which is destined to be burned, it's like it's burned and it's missing the shear. Meisei. Bayis hamuzgar metam mitoichai. A house that is locked up because it has tsaras, possibly it's metame from inside of it. What does that mean? That if someone goes inside of it and touches the wall from inside, it's metame. Mukhlat mitoicha me'acharav. If it's definitive, it's decided, then it's metame from the inside and from the outside. Zeh v'zeh metamin bebia. Both a mitzayra, both a bayis muskar and a bayis mukhlat are metame by mitoichai. Question. V'isalke daitach k'mekhatis dummy. Now if you're going to say that something that's supposed to be destroyed is like it's destroyed, then why would you become tummy if you go inside a house which is mukhlat, decided, you need to come into a house, it's not a house. What do you mean it's a house? No, it's not. It's going to be burnt. Anything which is going to be burnt, it's like it's burnt. So basically, you're walking into an ash heap. An ash heap is not matame. A house is matame. So it's not a house. If you subscribe to a papi shita, then anything that's destined to be burnt is already considered like it's burnt. So you didn't enter a house. You entered a pile of ashes. So Gemara says, yes, you did. It's exeris hakosav, it has a din of a house. So Gemara, shani hosam, there it's different. Amar Kar, because the pasuk says, Venasatz es habayis, he should destroy the house. It says he should destroy the house, which we darshan to mean afilu b'shas nesitza kore bayis. Even at the time that you smash it, it's still considered a house. So even normally we say that kolayme lichtois kikasos dami, but here, the destroyed house, perforce, the Torah is deeming it a house. Tashma, come in here. Malis sheish bo shol shol sholis. If you have a piece of shmata, you have a cloth that's 3 fingers by 3 fingers, and the cloth has tsaras, afal pishayim bo kizayis, even though it doesn't have the size of an olive, it's very thin, so it doesn't have the it doesn't have the volume of an olive. It's not a kezias, but it has a requisite shear for a beged. So it's metame. So how would it be metame a house? Because we know anything that has saras, if it's brought into a house, it's metame. Kivon shenichnas ruba labayis tahar. Since once most of it enters the house, so then the house, once the majority enters a tahar house, timasu, it's metameit. So let's think for a second. We're talking about a beged that's 3 by 3. It doesn't have a kezias. If the majority of it goes into the house, it's tahar. if the majority of it goes into a tar house, it's metameit. My lav mechletas, isn't that talking about where it's a definitive item of tsaras? And we say that the miut is drawn, is thrown after the roiv, and it's like the whole thing went in. Why would we say that? If it's like it's all destroyed already, then we should only reckon what went in, went in. What didn't go in, didn't go in. It's a very difficult question here. Because l'chayra, if you're going to say, if you're going to subscribe to the svar that anything that which is destined to be destroyed is like it's destroyed, then the question should be, even if the whole thing is brought in, it should not be metame, because it's like nothing was brought in. Why are we asking, if kol ha'omer l'kasas k'kasas dami, then why, if roiv goes in, is it metame? It's not a question why roiv, it's a question why, even if the whole thing goes in, it's metame. But that's how the Gemara formulates the question. So the Gemara says, no, it's not talking about if it's... True, but the Gemara's kasha is why, if a roiv goes in, is a metame, but if it's like it's destroyed, then if roiv goes in, it should not be metame. The Gemara's asking on why roiv of it going in is metame. The Gemara should ask a better question. Even if the whole thing goes in, it shouldn't be metame, because it's like it's not there. So the Gemara says, no, loim nuzgaras. It's talking about where it's saras, which is locked up, not definitive. So Gemara says, really? Yahachi, ema seifa. So tell me the seifa. Hayuba kama kezesim. Let's say the cloth was very thick, so it had the volume of many kezesim. Kimen shenichnas mena kezais abayis tahar. Once the kezais of it enters the house, it's tahar. Excuse me, I'm not reading. Once the kezais of it enters the tahar house, temasu it's metame. So in the seifa, we're talking about a thicker piece of cloth that's not 3x3, but it has many olives worth. And once an olives worth enters a tar house, it's metame. Now, if you say it's a definitive tsaras, then you could say, hainu de iskos lemeis. You could say that it's a metzora muchlat. We know metzora muchlat is compared to a mace. And just like a mace is metame b'kezayis, a tsaras could be metame b'kezayis. But if we're dealing with a tsaras musgeres, a tsaras which is merely locked up, which is not like a mace, so then since when is a kezayis of tsaras musgeres, tsaras is locked up, since when is that metame? Amai is kishle mace. When did we ever compare mitzara musgar to a mace? And the Gemara basically says, well, really, and Rashi says the Gersa should be Ella. Ella means really we're talking about Mitzara Mukhlat. Aye, we asked him talking about Mitzara Mukhlat, then why if the majority goes in is a Metame? Says Gemara Shani Hasam, it's different over there, by Tsaras. Because by Tsaras, even though it's destined to be burnt, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vesaraf es habeged, he should burn the garment, which teaches me, afilu b'shasreif akari beged, even while you're burning it, it's still called a beged. And therefore, it's a special din that it's still a beged, even though it's being burnt. Question is, that's why don't we ask on Rav Papi? That, well, let's learn from here that something that's being burnt is still considered extant. V'ligmer minei, learn from here that if you have a shoe of a chalutza and it's going to be destroyed because it's has saras mochlat, why don't we learn from here that it's considered extant? Meaning if regarding burning the beged, we consider it extant, regarding what? If regarding being metame the house, we consider it, even though it's destined to be burnt, as if it's still around. So then regarding chalitza, we should say it's good. So Gemara says, no, Isser mitumah legemara, you can't learn out Isser from tumah. Regarding Isser, we're going to say since it's destined to be burnt, it's not a valid shoe. But regarding tumah, we're going to use the Gzeres HaKosav and say that since it says you should burn the beged, it has a din of a beged legabe tumah. And we're going to hold it over here. Okay, Rabbi Say, the Gemara is going to bring a shita of Rava that the halacha is that a sandal hamuchlat b'diavad it's kosher, and that we in fact do learn out from tuma that it's considered extant. But we'll get into that more next time. Thanks everybody for joining. Wishing you all a wonderful evening. Kol tov. Yeah, so what?
So they should say you can't use a shoe with tzaras because you can become tummy.
Is it also to become tummy? In other words, maybe it's better to avoid, but there's no specific iser, perhaps. Okay, everyone. Rachav Aslacha, have a good night. Kol tov. Good night. Good night, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.